This is West Kent Radio News Feature. Hello, I'm Julia Neal. A council meeting was held on Tuesday night on the proposed redevelopment of Tunbridge Town Centre. The new development, which will replace the Angel West car park by the Pavilion and Angel Arcades, will include a mixture of housing, retail, a hotel and leisure facilities. All parties who represent the wards of Tunbridge on the council have agreed on the plans. Councillor Gary Bridge, a Liberal Democrat for the Vauxhall Ward.
We in the Liberal Democrats think this is great news for Tunbridge. The area around the Angel Centre and Sainsbury's is a pretty bleak, unwelcoming part of the town. And these bold and ambitious plans, I think, will give us an opportunity to make this an attractive and vibrant urban area with a public space, perhaps more retail offering and much needed housing for the town. We've said for some time that we think that rather than having lots of surface car parks, you know, land used up for parking cars, that land could be better used if some of that car parking is consolidated and a multi-storey car park, for example, might be better use of that land.
A health centre is likely to be built on the development.
One of the complaints we often hear from people when new developments are approved is that the town's infrastructure isn't keeping pace. So, you know, if we're looking to develop this area and add more housing, then we think that a medical centre is important. I mean, we all know how difficult it can be to get an appointment with your GP. So an expanded medical centre, and we know there is interest from a current practice in Tunbridge to expand their facilities. We think it's important that we do that.
Councillor Adam Mehmet, a Conservative councillor for the Trench Ward, told me that any town plan must include ways to prevent flooding on the new development.
There is a significant oversupply of parking in the town centre. We will therefore reduce this to enable the reuse of this land for new development. Any future plans will need to take into account flooding, and this is likely to involve parking on the ground floors, as with similar existing buildings in the town centre.
The new development will include a mixture of retail and residential units. Councillor Anna Cope, a Green councillor for the Cage Green and Angel Ward, stressed the importance of having social housing in the development so that local residents can afford to buy or rent a property.
The Green Party councillors pushed the council to acknowledge that actually they should be responsible for delivering the transformation of the town centre themselves, and that we've got to avoid being left behind as one of the few councils that are not delivering social housing directly, so that we are providing the homes that our sons and daughters in Tunbridge and Morelink deserve and helping people in our community find a home.
The council also agreed that the Angel Centre will be kept open until a new centre is opened. Councillor Bridge feels that the centre should remain at the existing site.
Well, we've said all along that we believe that the new Angel Centre, for want of a better name, should be located as close as possible to the current building, i.e. on the site that we are discussing here in the town centre. We don't think there is any other site in the town which would be appropriate.
Along with the new development, Sainsbury's has also announced that they will be expanding their existing store into the vacant Bills unit. The new and improved supermarket will include two clothing, Habitat homeware and a larger Argos store.
Sainsbury's are making an investment of £20 million into the town. They are looking to create 50 new jobs. They are opening up around 30,000 square feet of retail space that's sat dormant since Bills closed 4 years ago. So we think it's a good development.
There is a public consultation on the new store available online until mid-April. The new town centre development will also go to public consultation, as Councillor Mehmet explains.
We want residents to help shape these ideas and tell us how they would like it to be done. There will be a full public consultation in the coming months, so please do get involved.
This is Julia Neal for West Kent Radio.